This is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. More and more online journalism outlets are cracking down on the trolls, those people who comment on news stories with outlandish conspiracy theories, racial attacks, insults, and just wrong information. Huffington Post recently ended their policy of allowing anonymous commenters. Now, that seems to be a trend. But when we do that, are we limiting the free flow of information and ideas, or when we silence those who fear retribution for commenting on news stories online? What do you think about online trolls? Give us a call at 210-614-8980, 614-8980. And joining me to talk about it this half hour, we have Talia Stroud. She is the assistant director at the Annette Strauss Institute of Civic Participation at the Communication Studies at UT Austin. And we have Mike Helm. He is the development manager at MySanAntonio.com, San Antonio Express News. Welcome to The Source.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
So, Talia, what are you seeing as a trend? Is there a crackdown on anonymous comments online?
We have seen several prominent news outlets go for real names rather than anonymous comments. The Huffington Post, as you mentioned, is one of those really prominent outlets that's changed their practices recently. And you see more and more news outlets switching over to Facebook as a platform for their commenting. And that, again, is closer to real names rather than anonymous commenting.
And why do you think that is?
Exactly the reason that you brought up just a moment ago is the concern about trolls, about people who are spreading misinformation or people who are being uncivil in these comment sections. The idea is that as you use real names rather than permitting anonymous comments, people will be more civil and less likely to disseminate misinformation in these spaces.
Mike Helm at MySA.com, what's the policy there?
We do have a system set up for anonymous commenting. We have two different ways of allowing these type of trolls to be outed, so to speak. One of them is that we have a thumbs up and thumbs down button, a voting button, so that if you get a certain number of votes down, then that that post does disappear. We do also have an abuse button that we monitor. So whenever the abuse button is clicked on it by a user, they explain why they think that this user has violated our terms of policy. And we review it. And if we believe that they did violate those terms, then we take the comment down.
So, Talia, looking at the timeline of the internet, you know, it seems like so long ago, but it's very brand new. What really was there the anticipation that having online comments was going to add content to stories and have civic, you know, social engagement, and, you know, people are going to be smart?
Absolutely. I think there was a lot of optimism that these spaces for citizens to interact with one another would be really vibrant moments for hearing about views unlike your own and coming to solutions for problems facing the public. I think there actually, some of that enthusiasm still exists. I think there still is some optimism that perhaps these spaces could be created in certain ways or moderated in certain ways to create that vibrant community.
It seems like there should be just a button on these websites where you could just press it and it'll generate an automatic troll comment for you. Something, 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 Wendy Davis, something, 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 Obamacare, something, 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 Ted Cruz, 2016, yay. You know, that would, hey, problem solved, right? But no, not necessarily. But over at the Express News, is it a draw to have comments online? Do people go to these things?
They do. We get about 1,300 to 2,000 comments a day. On looking at our abuse reports, we usually get about 100 abuse reports. About 25 of those would usually be from spammers trying to sell you something. A lot of times as you go through them, though, what you see are people that just simply disagree with another person and don't violate the terms of policy. So most of the comments that end up coming down, there are not that many. But what you do see is our communities that end up developing in the individual sections of the site. So on the opinion section, you'll have a group of people that are very active there. On Spurs Nation, obviously there's a very active group there as well too, And so you end up creating these communities, and I think that that helps not only allows them to give them an outlet, but also it helps the website in creating these communities and allowing people to feel like they're a part of our website.
The number to call to join the conversation, what do you think about online trolls and commenting on websites like MySA.com? Do you think it's a fair representation of what the community believes when you see comments on those websites? 614-8980, 614-8980. A big story that you guys have right now, it seems, is this gun rally that we're going to have at the Alamo. We're going to be talking about that tomorrow on The Source, by the way. But and the comments on that are on fire. I mean, people are really, you know, typing away as hard as they can. So what are you seeing?
Well, we are seeing a very active reader participation in that. It is a heated debate. What is interesting is that I don't see that many people complaining about another person's viewpoint. They're defending themselves on these comments.
And it seems to be varied, you know. It's some people were from both sides. You can have guns and be safe. You can be respectful and responsible. And then you have people who are saying things that are way out of line.
You do, yes. We do have both sides that are there. You also have some people that you know probably have gone off the reservation a little bit, so to speak. But I would say that what we're seeing though is that. That the group that is interested in that story, they are very active, but they haven't really been reporting each other and trying to get the other person's comments taken off like we see maybe in some other sections.
We're going to go to the phones, and our number is 614-8980, 614-8980. Joanne is joining us. Joanne, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I would support the restrictions on the online posts that your guest mentioned, because the other guest also mentioned that there's almost a community that develops. And one thing that I've noticed is that often there's somewhat of a bullying that occurs online with posts. And so I think that, you know, like with the bullying that we see of children, there can be bullying also in the adult community as well. And so this helps to control, I think, inappropriate, uncivil, unacceptable comments and posts.
So, Joanne, do you ever comment online on news stories and things?
I do. I have commented online for both news stories that I've seen on the network news, cable news, as well as just stories that I'll sometimes read online.
And do you feel that when you comment, you do that responsibly because you know you put your real name on there?
Exactly, I do. Cable news, often when I'll make a comment, you have to enter your email address, et cetera. There's a way to determine your identity, and
right.
I think that's okay.
All right, Joanne, thank
it's
you so much.
Freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech. Thank you so much. Okay, we're going to take a quick break now. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. We're talking about online posting and trolls on websites. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Source on KSTX, and we're talking about online comments on newspapers, magazines, online sites like Huffington Post. It used to be you could just comment anonymously, and people were going to town on those things. Now they're saying there's a crackdown. We want people to actually log in through their Facebook account or something else. So, and is it changing the attitudes, the timbre of online discourse? Are we losing something in the process, or are we maturing? We want to hear what you think. If you comment on websites, tell us why you do it and what kind of comments you make. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. On the line, we've got Talia Stroud. She is at the Strauss Institute for Civic Participation at UT Austin, and also in the studio of Mike Helm. He is a web development manager at MySA.com, San Antonio Express News. So let me ask you, Talia, is this going to improve web content? Is this a maturing of the website, or are we losing something?
Well, when you move over to real names, you do gain, in the sense, some more civil discussions. But I do think you lose something in the process as well, and that is not everyone is able to disclose their real name and provide their commentary with it. So they might have a job, for example, that would forbid them from making those sorts of public comments, or you might have someone with a condition that they would prefer to keep private, or some lifestyle choice that they don't want to disclose publicly. So when you go to real names, people aren't able to voice those sorts of opinions. And so that is one thing that is potentially lost when you go from anonymous comments to real names. And from a business perspective, fewer people actually comment when you require real names compared to allowing people some anonymity when they're going into that space. So there might be some business consequences to moving to real names rather than anonymous commenting.
So, Mike, at the Express News, on mysa.com, there you can do anonymous commenting. But right. When you go to the Express News pay site, then you do have to Facebook, right?
No. That's still anonymous. We're actually using two different commenting systems. That's why they look different. But what we have found on the paid site is that you have a different audience that is going there. And I think that's the reason why you see more real names on there, and we definitely see a lot less of trolling on that site. But on MySA and ExpressNews.com, they're both anonymous. But I think it's just you just have a different audience on each site.
Are you able to look at the aggregation, the numbers of how people post? Are you finding that, say, like 20% of the posters are doing 80% of the commenting?
I haven't had a chance to go through and see what that percentage is on My San Antonio lately.
But I wouldn't be surprised.
I think those numbers would not surprise me if that was correct, because I do see, especially on the abuse, it's usually the same group of people. But as we go through the commenting, we do see that the majority of the commenters. Or the active commenters, that it is a much smaller group. But you can go in there and you'll see, like I can click on a specific profile and you can see that they've made 100 comments, and where there are a lot of people that will just comment maybe once or twice and then that's it.
Okay, let's go back to the phones. Let's get Kevin on the line. Kevin, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Doing good, sir. Go right ahead.
This is the first time I've called. I was surprised I got right on. I don't have anything to say about the trolls and the abuse, but when the trolls throw out disinformation, I think it's really good to be able to see the comments that come after that and to see the disinformation that they're trying to dispel get called out and the real facts put out there. And it kind of makes people realize, I've been thinking something wrong.
Okay.
I've been thinking in the wrong way, so.
All right.
That's all I had to say.
Well, Kevin, thank you for calling in. We appreciate that. So, Talia, he's talking about the marketplace of ideas and how some people, it'll police itself, and someone goes online and says something about death panels, and then everyone else can say, I'm sorry, but that's not true.
You definitely will have spaces where people will self-police and others will call out certain forms of misinformation. We actually have done some research as part of the Engaging News Project where we were examining what happens when a journalist actually gets involved in the comment section. And we were able to find that when a journalist gets involved in the comment section, they can actually reduce the level of incivility. And in so doing, they could also correct misinformation that might be circulating among people in the comment section. So I think that might be one solution that could be brought about on sites to help create a more vibrant space.
So have the reporter jump in and say, actually, that's not what I reported, or that didn't get in the story, but here's more information, and have a community. And so that would be that's interesting. And so, Mike, over at Express News, is that something you all have experienced?
Yes, definitely. We do have reporters that will chime in. They do use their real name so that they know, so that the readers know who's coming in and commenting, and they will explain that this is the information we have, and there are several of them that will engage commenters to let them know this is the information we have. But they also are able to use it as they continue to develop their stories as well. As commenters ask questions,
But that's the situation. when the things are conversation is elevated.
Correct.
But sometimes you get people who they do throw down racist comments and they say awful things, and I don't think it does anybody any good.
that, well, those comments then get taken down. So in the self-policing that we have set up through the abuse system, that, you know, when you have a racist comment like that, that is taken down. But, you know, when you're looking at, you know, between 1,300 and 2,000 comments a day, and we're only taking down, you know, maybe 25 to 30 of those comments each day. I mean, you're talking about a smaller percentage of comments, but that fall into that category.
All right, let's get another caller on the air. Victor is on the line. Victor, welcome to The Source.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Been listening to everything that's been said, and personally, I think it's kind of cowardly behavior when anonymous commenters, trolls, or whatever you want to call them, think they can say whatever they want on the internet. If you want to say what you want to say, then, you know, be man or woman enough to put your name by.
All right, Okay. Yeah, Victor says people should have the courage of their convictions. They should be able to put their name on and stand behind the things that they say. And does that have a chilling effect on the conversation, though, Atalia?
I mean, that's the substantial concern about doing something like that, is that perhaps people then will feel like they can't express their full opinion, or perhaps they don't want to do that when it's associated with their name. But the caller has a great point. I mean, it does help to connect people with a comment to reduce the level of incivility, because people are less likely to want that sort of commentary to be associated with their name.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you so much. We've got to wrap up this conversation. We are out of time here on a call-in show where it's basically, you know, but people, we have their names up here and your voice, so it's hard to be totally anonymous in this way. I want to thank Mike Helm. He's the web development manager at MySA.com and San Antonio Express News. Talia Strauss, she is the assistant director of the Annette Strauss Institute of Civic Participation at UT Austin. This is The Source on KSTX. We will be right back.